From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. With one full week of campaigning to go before the midterm elections, many closely fought races appear to be tightening. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report estimates more than 90 House seats now held by Democrats are in possible jeopardy, while only 9 Republican seats appear to be in play. But the Cook Report finds only a handful of Democratic incumbents in the Senate are now in possible danger of losing. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tim Kaine told ABC's This Week he's confident his party will do well on Election Day.
These races are very close, but from this point forward, it's all about turnout and ground game. And we're seeing good early voting trends, and we've got work to do, but we think we can do it.
But Republican Party Chief Michael Steele sees the situation differently.
The voters are tired of the fact that the federal government has not listened to them over the past 2 years, has moved in its own direction at its own rhythm, and they want to pull back on that. And I think you're going to see a wave, an unprecedented wave, on Election Day.
If Republicans do gain control of the House without winning a majority in the Senate, it would be the first time that's happened since the election of 1930. A new survey of economists finds that business conditions in the U.S. improved in the third quarter, but NPR's Jack Spear reports nearly half of those responding to the National Association of Business Economics survey do not expect overall economic growth in the U.S. to top 2% this year.
The poll of 74 members of the NABE looks at things like industry demand, profits, costs, employment, and capital spending. And it shows all those measures brightening somewhat since the last survey taken in July. Industry demand rose for a fifth straight quarter, with 59% of the economists surveyed reporting an increase in demand at their firms. Profit margins at many companies were up, and jobs creation registered its third positive quarter. Still, materials costs continued to rise. A number of economists surveyed also said they expect regulatory policy and federal taxes to weigh on their businesses. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Britain's deputy prime minister is calling for an investigation into claims of torture and civilian killings detailed in the hundreds of thousands of documents published by the group WikiLeaks. Larry Miller reports Nick Clegg says the accounts are distressing to read and serious.
Clegg's Liberal Democrats was the only British political party to vote against going to war in Iraq. He wants an investigation into the role of British troops.
People will want to hear what the answer is to what are very, very serious allegations of a nature which I think everybody will find quite shocking.
As the junior member of Britain's coalition government, the Liberal Democrats can't order an inquiry, and the Conservatives would be reluctant to sanction one. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
What was once Hurricane Richard is now a tropical storm. The storm system heads from Belize to northeastern Guatemala. It battered Belize with heavy rains and howling winds. This is NPR News from Washington. Winter storm warnings are posted in the Cascades and northern and central Rockies today. Portland, Oregon has gotten its first significant snowfall of the season, and people there grabbed their sleds and took to the hills.
Watch out, watch out!
The source of the storm is a powerful storm system located off the Pacific Northwest. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says that Sudan can build a new relationship with the U.S. as long as it does not obstruct the referendum on independence for southern Sudan that's set for January. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton says Senator John Kerry made that comment during a 3-day visit to Sudan.
Senator Kerry says Sudan's leaders assured him that the vote, which should decide whether the South splits from the North and becomes an independent country, would go ahead as planned on time and that they would respect the outcome. Kerry says if that promise is honored, then Sudan, currently under U.S. sanctions, would benefit in important ways, including economically. Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir says the planned referendum on southern independence should lead to further negotiations between North and South. Kerry says Washington, which helped broker Sudan's North-South peace deal in 2005, is committed to ensuring a peaceful outcome to the vote. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A new study finds developmental and social delays in babies whose mothers are depressed. Dr. Marion Earls, the lead researcher for the report, says the environment created in a mother's depression can affect the infant's brain development.
It has an impact on the synapses that form. It has an impact on how the cells develop. So it has an ultimate impact on the various brain pathways.
The study is published in the journal Pediatrics. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.